Gerade ist Fußball-EM und auf der Tribüne wird getanzt, gepfiffen, gejubelt. Störgeräusche für Spieler entstehen zwangsläufig. Manchmal vielleicht auch solche, die man verwechseln kann, zum Beispiel mit dem Pfiff des Schiris. Klar ist, der Spieler kann den Pfiff besser zuordnen, wenn er ihn nicht nur hört, sondern auch den Schiri wirklich pfeifen sieht, weil seine Sinneskanäle zusammenarbeiten und Sinnesinformationen zusammenführen. Und unser Gehirn kombiniert diese Signale. Forscher am SciTech vom Lehrstuhl für kognitive Neurowissenschaften, die haben jetzt einen Mechanismus entwickelt, der jetzt erklärt, wie das Gehirn diese Reize aller Sinneskanäle zusammenführt. Und einer der Verantwortlichen, der ist jetzt bei mir zu Gast, Dr. Cesare Parise. Und wir werden das Interview auf Englisch führen. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I just told that you have, our brain combines many signals and tells us, or it combines the signals and tells us where they come from. Is there an easy, simple explanation in simple words? How is our brain able to know which signals belong together?
Well, this is actually quite a tricky question, especially for the brain. This is a major problem. Well, let's say that if you look at me now that I'm talking, my mouth is moving in synchrony with the sound of my voice. So basically, what you see and what you hear have a similar temporal structure. And that is what the brain uses to combine information across the senses. And what we tried to propose in our recent work is that actually the mechanism that detects this similarity in temporal structure across visual and auditory signals is a very simple mechanism, a correlator, which is very interestingly more or less the same mechanism that has been found in the optic globe of the flies. So what the flies are using to detect motion, humans might well use to combine information across the senses.
So we're like flies.
slightly more advanced, but in a nutshell, for certain brain functions, the mechanisms can be surprisingly similar, yes.
And why is it easier to combine signals when you can actually see and hear them and combine them? Is it because of that temporal thing that you just told?
Yes, absolutely. Time is pretty much everything. I mean, of course, signals have to be also more or less coming from the same position in space. I mean, my voice comes from my mouth. But what is really most important is that the signals have a similar temporal structure. And the good thing is that if you combine information across the senses, you actually simplify the work for the brain. It has to deal with less information, and you have better chances to interact with the world because you can get a better representation of your surrounding.
So you just said the sound and the moving of your mouth, for example, it has to be at the same space somehow. Would it be my brain would recognize it if you told something or your mouth is moving, but the voice comes from outside?
Up to a certain degree, yes. But I mean, think of the classic ventriloquist. You have a person that is not moving the mouth. You have the dummy moving mm-hmm. the mouth. There is, of course, a spatial discrepancy. And you still think that the dummy is actually emitting the sound. So there is some tolerance for that. And this is actually what ventriloquists use to do their tricks. And, well,
they work.
it really works, yes.
How did you now find out that the brain how the brain works in this case?
Well, I think it was mostly a fortuitous event. So we work in a department of biology, and there are several people working on the mechanisms of fly motion vision. And I simply tried to see, well, the computational problem that the brain has to solve to detect motion and to combine information across the senses is very, very similar. So could it be that there is a common explanation to all these different phenomena in different species? And surprisingly enough, the answer was yes.
Okay, so and how do you know, have you found out how the new results can help in the near or maybe in the distant future?
Well, there are several applications that you can think for this type of phenomena. Well, one would be, for example, to study what is wrong in those cases where multisensory integration is defective. And I'm thinking, for example, of people with autism spectrum disorder. They have a very special defect in their ability to combine the senses so that they're way more tolerant than we are to temporal discrepancies. So if you use this type of models, you can find out what is going wrong and possibly also where. And this can help us finding better ways to diagnose or to treat these conditions.
Yeah. But, no. No. If continue.
But there is more, because Combining information across different sensors is a problem not just for biological systems, but even for artificial systems. And the thing is that combining information is a major problem in artificial vision and robotics. But this is something that all animals, even the simplest one, can do very, very efficiently. So we can take what we know from biology and apply it, because it's a computational model, so you can directly apply it to robots, for example. And, well, maybe this would be actually very efficient also in this case, yes.
So it will be that robots might become even more similar, or they can be built even more similar to humans.
In certain structures, yes, that is the idea.
And you just told that it would be easier to diagnose, for example, people with autism, or to diagnose it easier and simpler. Is it that dysfunctions can also be maybe cured, or just maybe better treated?
Well, in this case, I'm not technically dealing with all these phenomena. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do some basic research and understand what are the mechanisms that we implement in physiological scenarios. If you know how the normal brain works, you have somehow a key to understand what is wrong when something is defective.
So, but it is a step for...
It is definitely a step, yes. We need to understand the mechanism to find what goes wrong, and how to cure and how to diagnose. But this is actually quite a long process.